Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
KCNR 1460.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
How do you define noble? What is honorable to you? Who would you define as noble and honorable? Because when you say those words, I have something in my head. What is a hero to you? Noble, honorable, hero. What does that mean? No, don't just point to a person. Give me an example. What things go into somebody who is noble? What attributes or qualities goes into somebody that is honorable or somebody that you would point to and say a hero? Because in my mind, a hero is somebody who sacrifices, who does something good or attempts to do something good that also has an element of sacrifice, self-sacrifice, that when they attempt to do this good thing, they know, whether bad happens to them or not, that bad will likely or could happen to them. A hero is somebody who says, I am going to do without so that I will do for somebody else. Regardless of outcome, that's their thought process as they set this up. That's honorable. That's noble to me. A victim, somebody who is truly a victim of whatever, is not honorable to me. They're not a hero. They are a victim. They've had a wrong perpetrated against them, whether it's by man, whether it's by nature, whether it's by God, whoever you want to say, they're a victim. They've had something done bad to them. Something bad befell them. But they're not a hero. They have suffered. I have empathy. I feel bad for them. I want to help them, and you should want to help them. But they're not a hero. And I think it's really, really important we define the difference between hero and victim. Hey there, it's Doc Thompson in for Dana Lashta. I appreciate you joining me. The reason I bring this up is because there's a story out right now, and it is so obvious what's going on here. A story that attacks President Trump because of illegals who say they were victimized by the president and one of his golf resorts. They're victims being made into heroes. Now, we know the whole Trump connection. We get it. It's trying to make the president look bad because of these poor, pathetic, and sad individuals. And maybe they are those things, and maybe they are victims. But regardless, I'm tired of society, and by society, I mean the left, and the left and the media, making heroes out of victims. You see it all the time. Somebody gets cancer, and they survive. And they have them on stage. Maybe it's even one of those cancers that are better marketed. You know, the breast cancer. It's all kinds of cancers. And breast cancer, by comparison, quite often is one of the more survivable ones. Well, there's different types, of course. But what do they say? She survived breast cancer. Such a hero. So brave. So brave the way she survived breast cancer. She fought it. She had cancer. She survived. Hero. She's a hero. A hero? What's your choice? What are your options when you get cancer? No, I mean, yeah, there's different forms of treatment, but what are your options? Try to survive or die. And if you try to survive, is that really heroic? Aren't you just saving your own ass? Hold on. No, stop it. I'm not saying I don't have sympathy or empathy for you. Of course I do. I don't want to have cancer. I don't want you to have cancer. I'll help out any way I can. But to tell me they're a hero because they survived cancer. So you're telling me all the people that didn't survive cancer are not heroes? You see what I'm saying? No, but when you hear them say, she's so brave the way she battled cancer, what was her option? But she fought. Great. And they say she's a hero for surviving cancer. Does anybody say this? Wow, Barb died. We're here at her funeral, and I just got to say, such a coward. Well, the way she died from cancer. Right, she's not a hero. Nope, she's not a hero because she died. So are they a hero for being a victim because they survived or didn't survive? Or are they a hero because they fought cancer? So in other words, you continued to go through treatment and you got up and went to work and did your best. Some days it was easier, some days it was worse. You struggled. Isn't that just surviving and fighting? Yes, that's a good thing. You should, but you're saving your own ass. I have empathy. I feel bad. Of course I don't want that. I'm just saying there's no form of self-sacrifice. If you said, Pete has cancer, and I will take his cancer, I may survive or I may not, but I'm going to sacrifice myself and take Keith's cancer away from him. That's a hero. A victim is a victim. How about a victim of rape? Or you get mugged, attack, assault, battery. They're not heroes. You're a victim. Let me tell you the problem with making heroes out of victims. Yes, you bring down what a hero is, and you take away of what a hero has accomplished, actual heroes. But you also do a disservice to victims. You do a disservice because victims should have our sympathy, and we should try to help. So if sexual assault, sex trafficking is a problem, by saying they're heroes because they're victims, we no longer have that same fleshy, soft heart that says, I'm going to do everything I can to help people. They're victims. They need to be helped. We need to do what we can. And that's what they're trying to do, these illegals. You've got two illegals that claim they work for President Trump's golf course in Bedminster. And they were victims. They were treated poorly. And therefore, they're victims. And their attorney and others are they're so brave to stand up. Look at this, they're heroes. Heroes? First of all, I haven't even confirmed that they were truly victims. But even if they were victimized, that doesn't make them heroes. The cycle of the left is this. We start with victims, actual victims. And we say, they're heroes. They're heroes, look at that. And then we look at heroes and we say, where do you go from heroic? What's the next up? There is no next up. We got to tear them down. You look at here, you see it all the time. You see it. How many times do you see somebody do something heroic? But because of political differences, they got to find the thing to take them down. They got to find the thing that makes them look bad. They could spend their entire life sacrificing and doing noble things, primarily, almost exclusively, being a wonderful person. Self-sacrifice all the time. And someone's got to find something they did. Well, back in the day, they did this. The Kavanaugh with the rape trains. No, I'm not saying he's been a hero his whole life. Not saying that. I'm saying, but look how they have to go back and dig stuff up. Brett Kavanaugh, I've never seen anything bad from him. Seems like an okay guy. But they got to go in and tear him down. For political purposes, of course. So, we take victims, we make them into heroes. We take heroes, you got to tear them all the way down and say that they are criminals, bad people, bad guys. Well, what does that do with true bad guys that are down there? Well, you bump them up into victims. And it becomes a cycle. Well, no, people that are bad guys, they're on death row. What do you hear? What does the left say? Well, how dare you say bad things about them? They're victims. No, they victimized people. He raped 47 people and then ate them. He's a bad guy. How dare you say that, such a thing? Racist. You know he's a minority. And he didn't want to be the rapist and cannibal. He's just troubled because of his youth. He was born in an impoverished area because of race. He's a victim. It's not his fault. Not his fault. He raped him. He cut him up and ate him. No. In his community, that was just normal. It was his only way out. He was a victim. Racism his whole life. Stop it. It's nonsense. You keep moving the bar for your political agenda, changing those meanings to fit whatever it is you're trying to push, and I'm not going to have it anymore. I'm not going to stand for it. If you are in this country illegally, and you work for somebody, and then say, they treated me poorly, you didn't have to be in that situation. Just spitballing here. How about this? You ready? Here you go. How about this? You were victimized and you didn't like it, right? You're in the country illegally and you're working for somebody who victimized you and treated you poorly. And that's bad, right? And you don't want it. Just spitballing here. Is there any way you could have avoided that? Not being here illegally? How about that? This is like me saying, while I was robbing that bank, the teller gave me a dirty look. How dare she? I was robbing that bank, and she gave me a dirty look. while I was raping that woman, she slapped me. She said she assaulted me while I was brutalizing her. How dare she? What the hell is the matter with you? We've got to bring them out of the shadows so they're not victims and we know who they are. You know how people of the immigrant, and by that they mean illegal, community, they're victimized because they can't go to the police. Why can't they go to the police? Because they fear that they will be deported. So they're worried that their criminal activity will be exposed if they report something heinous done to them. Well, how about this? How about don't take part in that criminal activity? This is like me saying, I've got a drug mill. I got pounds of crystal meth in my basement that I deal. Pounds of this stuff. And somebody assaults me, but I can't go to the police because they'll find out about my crystal meth activity. How about don't be a drug dealer? How about that? All right, I'm going to get some of your calls coming up. 844-344-DANA. That's 844-344-DANA. We'll get back in just a minute. It's Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash.
Calling all patriots. Turn this Black Friday red when you get a brand new Motorola E4 for only one penny. That's right, a smartphone for one penny per month with a service contract that supports First Amendment rights, family values, pro-life causes, and the right to bear arms. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. Patriot Mobile sends a portion of your monthly bill to causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Take advantage of this limited-time offer starting on Black Friday, running through Cyber Monday. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Get a smartphone for only one penny per month today. Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Dana or call them at 1-800-8-PATRIOT. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Dana or 1-800-8-PATRIOT. Penny phone offer valid through midnight on Cyber Monday. Patriot Mobile, let freedom ring.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
It's the Dana Show.
Dana Lash, appreciate you joining me. I'm normally heard on my own platform, mojo50.com. That's mojo50.com. And you can just type it in like 50, mojo50.com if you want to find out more information on me. I'm going to get some calls coming up, but I got to lay out a little bit more of this story of what's going on. And it's bad enough that they're doing the same old, let's show you how horrible President Trump is, even though he may have nothing and likely has nothing to do with any of this stuff. But see, it's a great story. It's a great story for people on the left because it paints President Trump as someone who not only is a racist, but is actually doing things to hurt immigrants. Of course, not illegals. They don't lead with that. He's hurting immigrants. I got to tell you, I have had enough of the purposeful blurring of the lines between illegals and legal immigrant. They know what they're doing in the media. When it, you hear it reported and it ticks you off and you go, they're illegal immigrants, but they say immigrants. And you get frustrated. They know what they're doing. They purposely do not say illegal. They're trying to hide it. So here's what's going on. Two ladies who worked for President Trump's golf course in Bedminster. They're claiming that they were treated poorly, mistreated. One is an illegal from Guatemala. The other is an illegal from Costa Rica. Their lawyer says, while working at Trump's estate, and interacting with the president and his immediate family, my clients and others were repeatedly subjected to abuse, called racial epithets, and treated with threatened with deportation. Now, just on that first line, you're like, oh my gosh, the president called them horrible things. No, no. It goes on to say that it was one of their supervisors. But listen to how that was written. While working at Trump's estate, blah, 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 and interacting with the president and his immediate family, my clients and others were repeatedly subjected to abuse, dot, dot, dot. It's written in such a way to blur the lines and make you believe, unless you're really paying attention, that President Trump did those things. It said, while interacting with the president and his immediate family. Why? To blame Trump, to make these women into heroes instead of, at best or worst, victims. And we're not even sure that's true. He went on to say, ironically, the threats often came from the same supervisor who had employed them despite knowing their undocumented status. So right there it admits it was a supervisor, not the president. But the point of that was to show you that person did something illegal. They knew they were illegal. See, the president allows this to happen. It said, despite knowing their undocumented status and even providing them with forged documents, this toxic environment was designed to intimidate these women, leaving them fearful for their safety and the safety of their families. Do you see the other angle there? They're not just illegals. I'm sorry, immigrants, as they say. They're immigrants who feared for their safety and their families. And, oh yeah, they're also women. There he is again. President Trump beating up on women, harassing them, beating up on illegals. No. This is just marketing for more leftist propaganda. More of this in your phone calls coming up. 844-344-DANA. I'm Doc Thompson, in for Dana Lash.
Liberty Safe is the number one safe manufacturer in the nation, having sold more than 2 million safes. And they're number one for a reason. This holiday season, just think how happy you could make someone special with the gift of a Liberty Safe. Liberty Safe leads the industry in technology and innovation. They offer exclusive features like military-style locking bars and a heat-expanding fire seal that is second to none. Plus, all of their full-sized safes come with a lifetime warranty. Liberty Safe makes a truly unbeatable product. product that you can count on to protect the things that matter most to you. And they understand a quality home or gun safe, it's a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, which is why it's important to make the right choice. And Liberty makes it easy. Take their interactive online quiz and decide which model is best for your needs. Now's the perfect time to become a Liberty Safe owner because right now they're offering 18 months interest-free. Visit LibertySafe.com. That's LibertySafe.com. Visit LibertySafe.com and tell them Dana sent.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Folks, it is constitutional for a school to celebrate religious holidays like Christmas. Why? Well, the celebration of such holidays have been upheld as serving a genuine secular purpose of broadening student understanding of other beliefs and customs.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holidays sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it, home.
It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Spanning coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
I don't want to be derelict in my duties. I'll get some phone calls coming up here, 844-344-DANA. That's 844-344-DANA. It's Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash today. I got an interesting story about Dana coming up in about half hour from right now. So just after the top of the hour, we'll get to it. And some other really cool stuff that I've been working on. But I do want to get some phone calls about this story. President Trump allegedly with illegals and his staff treating them poorly. It's got some interesting twists and turns. But understand what's going on here. This is just about making the president look bad and a payday for some illegals and their attorney. That's really what's going on here. All right, let me get some calls. It's 844-344-DANA, 844-344-DANA. I will get some coming up. I think Jeff had a question about the president employing illegals. Yes, that's what they're saying. They're saying President Trump hired or his company hired some illegals. Make no mistake, I am not justifying that at all. President Trump, if this is true, should be held accountable, like every other business owner. If you're a business owner and you employ illegals, you should be charged and, if proven, prosecuted. Yes, of course you should, and the penalties should be stiff. Make no mistake, I am not somebody that is unsympathetic to those who are, well, refugees, of course, or anybody that just wants truly a better way of life. I get it, of course. And if I was in some other country and wanted a better way of life, I would come here. And I might even be tempted to break into America if the situation was bad enough. But that's the reason we need a strong immigration system. And I love telling this to those people who are soft on immigration, those who would concern themselves first with the people that would come here instead of America's safety and security first. I love explaining that because they automatically assume that I am anti-immigration. It's another one of their little messages they love to put out there. Anti-immigrant, hate on people, insensitive. No, it's quite the contrary. I want as many people to come to America legally as we can sustain. Right now it averages about 1 million people a year legally. I don't know, is it 5 million? Bring them. Is it 50 million? Okay. I mean, is it sustainable? Well, there's a lot of little things that go into that. Do they require help from the government? Well, that's going to be a problem for me. If they can work and are willing to work and do, and we don't have to, you know, pay for all of them, and okay, great. Bring them legally. Get in line. Do it the right way. And part of the reason that I say it must be done this way, in spite of the fact that if we do have a strong immigration system that denies some people entry, and they need help, they want to come in the country, is because if it brings down America, there's nobody left to help them. 1964. President Ronald Reagan in 1964, before he was president, advocating on behalf of Barry Goldwater for president, gave one of the best political speeches ever. It was a televised speech, a campaign commercial, essentially, for Barry Goldwater. It's called The Time for Choosing. If you're unfamiliar with it, look it up. 1964, A Time for Choosing. In it, and by the way, quick side note, the entire speech is brilliant. And if you change the names and a few of the figures, it still works today. If you update the amount of waste, money, government fraud, you change a couple of the names of who's in charge and who's responsible, the speech works today. In this speech, he told the story of some friends that were golfing with a Cuban immigrant who had escaped Castro. The Cuban immigrant told how rough it had been, how awful it had been, and how difficult the journey was to get to America. And when he told his very emotional story, as Ronald Reagan laid out, one of the other guys turns to the other one and says, "Wow, after hearing the Cuban story, we don't know how good we have it." And the Cuban looked at him and said, "How good you have it. I had some place to escape to." And to paraphrase what Ronald Reagan said, and in that moment, in that statement, it tells the entire story. If America goes down, who's left to help the world? All the people on the left. They want you to continue to fund and pay for and help the rest of the world. We've got to give more money. I see the bleeding hearts out there, the Alyssa Milano cookies, who say now we've got to give money to the refugees in, where was the latest? Syria? Yemen? Where is it? It's always something. Give, give, give. And that's great. We should, as people of faith, people with a great high level of income or quality of life, we should help people. But if we're not careful, we will not be here to help other people. The drowning man thing. If somebody's drowning, of course you're going to try to save them. But if you're not careful, they will drown you, and there will be nobody left to save them. You've got to save people a certain way. So if you want to help all of those people who want to come to America for a better way of life, great. Help them. But you don't help them by saying, "Just come on in, we're erasing the border." Because if you do that, you put America in jeopardy. You put us in jeopardy of people who wish to do us harm. We don't know who's coming in. We don't know what terrorist acts they may want to perpetrate. And also, it could be an economic drain. The reason they want to come to America is because we have a high quality of life, job opportunities, a strong economy, and also because there is safety and security in which to operate. Well, if you allow them all to come in illegally, if you don't kick them out, if you don't do your due diligence here, then we won't be there to be that place to escape to. Trust me, people on the right, we do more to help people ourselves than people on the left. Did you know that? Look up the statistics. People on the right give more to charity than people on the left. It's not even close. See, because people on the left believe that it's the government's responsibility. The government takes the money and is the great savior and goes out and helps all these people. It's God to them. It's going to right all wrongs. It's going to simply spend the money where it should be spent on those poor people. People on the right do it themselves, which is actually more caring because it's raw, it's real. We're on the front lines. We don't simply say, "Yeah, take a bunch out of our check and then go and spend it. And then I can walk around feeling like I've done some good, even though I'm not connected with those people emotionally." See, if you're a Christian, probably other faiths as well, you're called to do it yourself because it's not just about the money. It's about sacrificing, not just, well, I have an extra $10, I'm cool, but I have $10 left over. I'll go ahead and give that away, and I really didn't sacrifice. You're supposed to give something that you needed to hurt a little, to have a little less. And number two, you're supposed to do that yourself because then you connect with those people. You are feeling with your heart of flesh, not your heart of stone, what they're going through. And there's the difference. So don't for a minute tell me I'm being hateful or insensitive about this. I'm the one that actually cares. All right, get some calls in. It's 844-344-DANA. 844-344-DANA. Let's go to Indiana. And Jason, how are you? Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Yeah,
welcome
well,
to Dana Lash Program.
Pretty good. How are you today? I just wanted to bring up a point that a lot of people don't even stop to think about. And the left totally just totally wash it from even existence. And it's the fact that I'm a Navy veteran, and I've been overseas. And whenever we were told if we miss ship's movement that we better make sure we get things in order, because even overseas in all these other countries, you have to have documentation for the reason why you're in their country. It's not just America that has these stipulations. It's every other country has the same thing. If you don't have those documentations, guess where you're going to end up? You're going to end up in a prison overseas waiting to get documentation and to get exported back to your country. So even as an American, you can't go overseas and just go wherever you want and do whatever you want. You got to have documentation when you go to those countries.
And most of those countries actually are harder on people that are there illegally than America is.
Exactly. And that's my point is that the left doesn't even want to think about that. It's just, our president is just taking it and just hurting all these people. Well, no, it's called a worldwide law. It's like that in every other country, not just here. It's just like you said earlier, it's to protect your nation. And every other country does it, but the left is just pointing fingers at our current administration because they didn't get what they want when the election came around.
Jason, you're absolutely right, buddy. Thanks so much for the call. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's if you haven't figured this out yet, it's all a lie. That's the truth about this, that everything they say when it comes to that isn't really about helping people. I mean, there may be the average people out there that are a little more liberal, not the progressives, the extreme. I'm talking, well, I want to help people. I'm a little misinformed. I've listened to CNN over and over again, and it seems like the president's awful, and why can't we help? Yeah, there are some of those people out there. But for many of them, it's all a lie. It's not really about helping. It's not really about those things. It's about them. It's selfish. It's about getting this greater agenda passed. And why do they want that? For more control. It's so simple. It always comes down to them and what they gain personally. That's the whole ball of wax for them. That's not for me. I mean, yes, I want. Of course I want stuff. There's nothing wrong with wanting and getting and capitalism and working hard. Of course, for you and your family, nice things, that's wonderful. Coveting is a problem. Theft, stealing, which ironically is what they do. The difference between coveting and wanting. Coveting, you want at the expense of another. I want what he has, not I want something similar to what he has. Wow, that guy made $1 million. How can I make $1 million? That's okay. The problem is when you said, wow, that guy has $1 million. I'm going to take that $1 million so I have it. There's the difference, and that's who they are. Now, I ask you, which is wrong and which is right? Of course. Doing and making and working hard so you can have, like somebody else, is fine. Wanting $1 million, $1 billion, that's fine. taking from somebody else, regardless of how you sell it. Well, someone else has to give it. It's got to be equal. We've got to redistribute. Is always wrong. More calls coming up. Also got to share a little story about Dana with you coming up on the Dana Lash program.
Outdoor Limited is your one-spot stop for all your ammunition needs. OutdoorLimited.com has one of the largest stocking inventory selections of the best rimfire, handgun, and rifle ammunition. Every item listed in stock on their website is on hand at their warehouse. No third-party drop shipping and no back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle, Outdoor Limited is a family-owned business. This husband and wife team started the company in their garage 4 years ago. They believe in selling good products at a fair price. They carry not just ammo, but also key accessories such as magazines, cleaning supplies, and targets. Outdoor Limited is my personal go-to for all of my ammunition and shooting needs. Great prices, fast shipping. Visit OutdoorLimited.com right now. Receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code DANA. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code DANA. That's OutdoorLimited.com. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off on all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veteran Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are very thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and we offer a sincere thank you to the men and women who are willing to give their life and live their life to keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
A Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out from Brian what happens when the Democrat supermajority starts to lean on us up in the North State. Also, Shasta College with the latest on their athletic program. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's the Dana Show.
Doc Thompson in for Dana. Just going to go right to the phones and get to a bunch of calls because I'm stacking them deep. Ian in Houston, how are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to kind of share because I just got a couple excerpts after leaving the range practicing my Second Amendment right.
Nice.
My 7-year-old daughter has a grasp on this secured border and socialism plague that we've got going on, where she asked her teacher, who said that Trump's evil because he wants to kick everybody out, she asked her teacher and says, well, ma'am, why do you lock your doors at night if everybody's safe? And girl said this to her school teacher, as well as sitting there going, well, if socialism says that I need to redistribute the wealth, as she's heard the news say and everything like that, she goes, if I did the work, shouldn't it be my choice where my wealth goes? So I figured you guys might appreciate hearing that there's a 7-year-old. So there's a generation after this one that can hopefully have a good.
She's a heretic. She's labeled as a heretic. She's going to have trouble in school, but God bless her. It's going to be a fun run.
Absolutely. Love
thanks,
the show.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much. Yeah, she's going to be a trouble, but if she makes it through, she's going to end up very Dana Lash-esque, and that's a wonderful thing. Cody in Missouri, how are you? Hey, Cody, how you doing, buddy? All right, let's go to Rick. Rick in Orlando, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
The democratic process that they've had, the Democrats, you know, they're elitist, and people miss the point. They're not trying to bring the rest of the world to our standard. They're doing everything they can to bring us down to third world standards, and that's what socialism does. They don't care about the great standards of the U.S. It's bring us down. They've been doing it for 100 years with the school system, dumbing us down.
Yeah, the goal is that we all suffer. That's their plan. We all have the same amount of crap instead of, hey, why doesn't everybody work toward better stuff?
Yep. That's been it for 100 years they've been working on this. So it's a very long, sustained plan.
You got it. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the call. All right, Cody in Missouri. Sorry about that. I think we missed you there. How are you, buddy?
Here's my point I want to make really quick. I know you're about out of time. So, you know, I'm one of four boys, live down here in southern Missouri. My mom and grandma, for example, used to vote for who they liked. Like, they would actually find a candidate, Democrat or Republican, and they would actually vote for the candidate values and the candidate they actually liked. But what's happening in the world now, unfortunately, is the Democrats have galvanized even my single mom and my 92-year-old grandmother. They would rather die than not vote Republican now because of the nonstop criticism and negativity and just the hateful talk. It's, anybody could see what's going on. And like I said, I got to think that a lot of my community are feeling the same way. And, you know, you don't vote for the candidate you want anymore. You've got to vote Republican, it seems like, or else, because they're just so far out there. It's just, the world is getting so crazy.
Cody, thanks so much for the call. And I think you're right. And I've got another way to kind of illustrate how right you are with all that. And compare it to media today. Now, we know, of course, that the media, we understand how it works in a general sense, right? You got the left-wing media, which is most of media, and then a handful of right-wing places as well. But I don't think most of the world, even those media sources, truly understand what's going on in the media. But it kind of has to do with what you just laid out there. And I'm going to get to that coming up after the top of the hour. Also, a little story about Dana as well. And a little bit about who I am. It's Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash. Find out more about me at mojo50.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Reports that new court filings by prosecutors in New York and special counsel Robert Mueller in Washington revealed additional contact between Trump surrogates and Russian intermediaries during the 2016 campaign.
Two late Friday night filings provide new details about the special counsel's investigation into Russian election interference. The first involves President Donald Trump's longtime legal fixer, Michael Cohen. What we see is that there were a lot more contacts, outreach from Russians to the Trump campaign dating back as far as 2015. In Manafort's case, prosecutors detail what they say he lied about, his contacts with the longtime Russian associate named Konstantin Kalimnik, and they say contacts with Trump administration officials as recently as May.
Correspondent Chad Day with that report. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says filings about Cohen contain nothing of value that wasn't already known, and she says about Manafort, she said they're blaming the media for trying to create a story where there isn't one. President Trump says he'll nominate former Attorney General William Barr to return to Washington and get his old job back. Barr led the Justice Department for 2 years during former President George H.W. Bush's administration. If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was fired last month. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says be prepared. A winter storm is forecast to bring snow to major population centers in the state.
The Triad can expect as much as a foot of snow and sleet. Charlotte can expect significant snow and sleet as well. In the Triangle area, current forecast shows 2 to 6 inches with higher amount toward Durham and less snow toward Raleigh. Areas east and south of Raleigh may see less than an inch of snow.
And some freezing rain and nasty weather across northwest Texas, much of Oklahoma into northern Arkansas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
France's Interior Minister Christophe Castaner is warning that radical elements could infiltrate planned yellow vest protests against high gas prices tomorrow in Paris.
The weekly protests have become more violent as the movement separates into different blocs. Many Gilets Jaunes condemn the aggression, and their original aims on tax and buying power for working households still appear to have support from a majority of French voters. But without recognized leaders, negotiations with the government have so far proved impossible, and the protests' methods and motives seem to be slipping out of control.
BBC correspondent Lucy Williamson from Paris. China launched a groundbreaking mission Saturday to land a spacecraft on the largely unexplored far side of the moon, demonstrating its growing ambitions as a space power to rival Russia, the European Union, and the U.S. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man who drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Virginia has been convicted of first-degree murder.
In delivering its verdict, the jury rejected self-defense arguments by lawyers for 21-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. The jury agreed with the prosecution, who said that Fields drove his car directly into a group of assembled counter-protesters at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, on August 12, 2017. The rally had been held to protest a planned removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee from the site. Fields now faces up to life in prison at sentencing. George Bonzani reporting.
On this date in 1941, Japan launched a surprise attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Some 2,400 American lives were lost. That prompted the United States to declare war against Japan the next day. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Hey there, it's Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash, and I really appreciate you joining me today. I've got a lot of stuff to get through in the next hour or so, so we're going to dive into this thing. We're going to bite off quite a bit here. Let me see if I can actually get all of this done, tying it all together. And a little of this has to do with Dana herself. It's time we started asking ourselves who we trust in the world. Now, you've probably asked yourself that if maybe a spouse has cheated on you or you think they cheat on you. And you've probably asked yourself that about some politicians from time to time. Do I trust the president? Did I or do I trust President Obama? But maybe it's time we start asking ourselves who we trust in the media. Well, you probably have said to yourselves, well, those people at CNN, it's fake news. And you're probably right. Quite often it is fake news. But what about people in the conservative media? Dana Lash, me, other people on TV, radio, people who produce videos, or writers, authors. Do you trust them? Well, that's becoming more and more important. There really is only one way to determine if somebody is trustworthy, and that is track record. You put your faith in somebody. You know, you decide whether or not to take a gamble based on how well you know them. And then after, once you have a track record, when you look back, hindsight, you get to determine whether or not that trust you placed in them was worth it, was well placed. When President Trump was running, when he was then candidate Trump, and everyone was trying to decide, should I vote for President Trump? Should I Should I support him or one of those other 100 people that were on stage seeking the Republican nomination for president? When that happened, no, I certainly didn't support Hillary or any of those knuckleheads on the left. I didn't support him because I, as I've established many times and many others have as well, vote on track record. You've got to show me. I'm not just going to say, oh, I can trust you and I will trust you. You got to give me some reason. And I couldn't do it at that time because the president had some things in his past that were questionable. And although he didn't have a political career, he had supported certain ideas and candidates over the years that I found troubling. I understood some of them were business, but he just didn't have that track record. Now he has a bit of a track record. And I can look and say, guy's done primarily a pretty good job. So now it becomes 2020, will I vote for him? And at this point, probably. Yeah, because he's established that track record. You understand that. Maybe you were the same way. Maybe you said it came down to the Supreme Court, and although he didn't have the track record, you said, it's just too important to let something screw up and Hillary get the... Okay, I get that. But you probably said at that point, I've got to decide on this Trump guy. And what do I look at to decide? His past and his track record. Yes, people can turn over a new leaf. People can change. Often they do. But it's time now, after, 14 years of crazy progressive ideas, out of control, run amok in D.C., who you trust in the media? Who will you continue to believe? It was during the George W. Bush administration that I started saying, there's something wrong here. I voted for President George W. Bush the first time around. We got 2 years into his administration, then three, and I started saying, there is something wrong here. This guy's a Republican, but not a conservative. And it got worse and worse. While I was feeling that, many people, even in the media, continued to promote George W. Bush. Some big names you know, still defended, even though they knew he was wrong. They knew him supporting his environmental agenda, what with getting rid of the incandescent light bulbs, banning a product, for Pete's sake, which is certainly not something government should be doing, a light bulb, for Pete's sake, simply costing all of us money. The crazy ideas of let's offer amnesty to illegals. The crazy idea of creating an entire new departments of the government. And spending out of control. They continued to defend him. And then it became such a fever pitch from people like me and you, average citizen, where you started to see a backlash. With the big moment, or probably the catalyst of change coming with TARP. The very end of his administration. I'm a free market guy. I don't like this, but we have to do it. Why? Well, there's a global meltdown coming. How do we know? Because we're telling you. Yeah, but how do we know? Well, you won't know unless it happens. But we got to stop it. So we came up with a really big number, $787 billion, just literally, because it was a big number to try to shock people into shocking this from happening. How do we know you had to do that? Well, you'd only know if it would have gone bad. It was crap. It was BS. And a lot of us knew that, and we stood against TARP. And then the Tea Party's kicked in because of that. And then Obama gets elected just months later. During that time, up until then, the media, people in the media, in the right, conservative media, supported President Bush over and over, carrying water for him, and they knew he was wrong. Then suddenly they were supportive of the Tea Party. And that was kind of believable. And you say, hey, okay, they understood, they misunderstood Bush. They were defending things they shouldn't have defended, like bigger government and taxes and control and all of this stuff. But okay, I can give them a pass. They you know, whatever. They're with the Tea Parties now. Got it. And they rode the Tea Party wave. The outrage against more and more progressivism under Obama. I mean, do you remember every day waking up and going, what? It's just, they've taken it to a whole new level today. Every day it felt that way. And we supported those people in the media because they were telling us this stuff and we were all united. And then comes Trump. And now we are 10, 12, maybe even 14 years down the road from all that stuff. It's time we started looking at those people in the media that we have believed have been telling us the truth, that have been in there fighting for me and you, supposedly doing what was right, and ask yourself, based on track record, have they done that? What is their track record? These people, these leaders in conservative media, what is their track record? What have they done with the power that they have? I mean, I have my own little platform. I have a little following. It's a little bit of success with it. It'll likely grow. It's called mojo50.com. And I do a little morning show, and we have a 24-hour live stream, whatever. And, of course, I hope it's more successful. But I've realized something since launching this, that many people that have those opportunities, far greater success than I ever will, have really used that to simply empower themselves. And that's fine. Unless they've told you that their goals are primarily based on those principles and values and conservatism and right and smaller government and all of this stuff, all of those talking points. Because now you can look back over the past 10, 12, 14, 15 years and say, what have you done with that? Yes, you're an entertainer and that's fine, but you didn't tell us you were just entertainers or just informing us. You told us you were one of us. What have you done with that? Have you held Republicans accountable? Or have you let them off the hook now? We had 2 years of Republican control, supposedly conservative control, in the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the White House. And what did they do with that 2 years? And where were those names you know beating their butt on the air every day, calling them out, saying, we supported you, and you have not gotten anything done? Instead, what have they done? Carried water for them again. Because the truth is, some of the deep state, those people that are, you know, just protecting the system in D.C., are supported by and colluding with people in the media. Not left-wing, of course, you know who they are. The names you know. And the only way you will know is track record. What have they done with their wealth, their power, their influence? Of course, you're not going to know a lot of them. It's not like you get to go to dinner at their house and say, oh, wow, that guy's really an a-hole. No, you don't get to do that. But you can go through and look in where they spent their money, how they lived, and whether or not they actually continued to call out Republicans when they fail, or it just becomes shtick on the air. And I bring this up partially because I want you to know that Dana is one of those people who is true. You probably question that at times. You go, I wonder what that person's really like. Dana, off the air, in my experiences with her, is pretty much how she is on the air. Dana's one of those people. She hasn't been around as long as some. It's not like 30 years in broadcast. She's been around enough. And yet you look at her track record and look what she does. Does Dana go out and help people? Does she still hold them accountable? Does she waffle on her ideas? No, of course not. Every day in there doing and saying. That's who she is. I worked with her for a number of years. And Dana is an amazing talent, first of all. She's really good at this. I've done this a long time. She's really talented. And I've always thought that. Even at times when I thought, wow, Dana off the air, man, she is so focused. It's hard to even have a conversation with her sometimes because she's so laser focused. Dana is one of the good ones. She's somebody you can trust. And I hope in the coming years, Dana Lash grows and flourishes and takes the place of maybe some of those other people out there who I'm telling you, you've been slickered by. But you have to do the research and decide. You have to do the research and say, have they held up their end of the bargain? And a lot of information is online. Go and do your research. More coming back to explain how this fits in with what our previous caller, Cody, said in Missouri, and where this whole thing is going with our divided country and the media, coming up next on the Dana Lash Program.
The end of year is fast approaching, making this an important time to talk about organizations like the Purple Heart Foundation. If you're making arrangements now for your remaining charitable giving in 2018, I'd like to urge you to consider making a cash or car donation to the Purple Heart Foundation. Now, some of the reasons why? Well, we can't rely on the government to take care of our veterans and their families. It's independent groups like the Purple Heart Foundation that really make the difference. The Purple Heart Foundation provides assistance with everything from academic scholarships to support PTSD research, and so much more. The Purple Heart has been helping veterans since 1957. That's a long history of making a difference for our soldiers. Together, let's join forces and support the Purple Heart Foundation. Tell them you're a Dana Show listener and donate in honor of our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Let's all join the Purple Heart Foundation in honoring their sacrifice with our service.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd. Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show,
We're a Little Behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for.
Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dana Show.
I'm in for Dana Lash. Now, let me explain how this all works with asking you who you trust in the media. Left-wing media right now is in some trouble. Well, you've got, there was just an article out a couple of days ago about some of the names, you know, like Huffington Post and others having some financial trouble. They're not growing at the same rate they used to. There's some others like Vox and Mike that are really having trouble. I think they've downsized and some other things. But they're having some troubles. Well, right-wing media is doing that as well. There's some right-wing media outlets out there that are having some trouble, downsizing, whatever. This is across the board. And the reason they're doing that is because we have evolved and we haven't realized it. Millennials are now a major part of the workforce. When we started all of those, progressivism is going crazy, under George W. Bush, we've got to do things, and we started some of these conservative outlets. That was a decade ago. And what's happened is, especially right-wing media, has gotten 10 years older, the people that consume it. And if that's the case, in order to sustain, to make sure our ideas are out there, we've got to bring younger people in on the low end, because our pool, our audience, continues to get smaller and smaller. We're preaching to the choir, and the choir is getting smaller. How do we expect to get our message out when outlets that we trust are, number one, quite often not trustworthy, and number two, even more so, when they are, if they're not targeting younger to bring more people into the tent that way, because as people get older and fall out of the daily news cycle, consuming cycle, because they're older, or sadly die, our message gets lost and buried. Now, the left is having their trouble for other reasons. They haven't grown and realized that in order to sustain, here's the secret, ultimately this stuff still has to be entertaining. You still have to have other reasons other than just message. If it's a message that's boring, you're not going to listen. It's just not going to happen. And when you're dealing with younger people, they're not so concerned about hearing my views on Jesus and the 17th Amendment and the alternative minimum tax. Hey, 18-year-old. Hey, 25-year-old. Let's sit down and talk about Jesus and the alternative minimum tax. Do you know the problem with the 17th Amendment? It doesn't play so well. But if we have fun with it, and I use satire, and I mock political correctness, and they start coming into the store because it's fun, then they stick around. Becomes a gateway, and we have not done that. Your message is going to get lost. Your children and their children will likely be exposed to more bad and more horrible stuff in the media, and their friends and society as a whole, unless we get our right-wing media act together. Target younger, and darn it, be entertaining. We have failed to do that over the last 10 years. It has become talking point and boring. And I ask you, how many times do you consume right-wing media that you're like, oh my gosh, I know, I've heard it, it's talking points. I know I do it all the time. Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash.
Every Everyone wants to be credited with giving the perfect gift, not the same old boring socks or wallet or underwear. You want to find something unique and something more memorable. So I want to tell you about the ultimate gift for the firearm enthusiast on your list. It's the ETS Speed Loader, the perfect stocking stuffer or Christmas gift for only $30. The ETS Speed Loader is the world's fastest speed loader that loads rounds into your firearm magazines easier and faster, guaranteed. The ETS Speed Loader should be in every range bag. You can actually check out the video for yourself at loadmagsfast.com. Give the gift of no more mag thumb, that cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading rounds. ETS makes a universal rifle loader and pistol loader for 9mm, 40 and 45 calibers and 380. Visit loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana to receive free shipping. That's loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Hulza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Rise, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
Hey there, it's Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash. Appreciate you joining me. Please follow me on social media. It's at Doc Thompson Show. That's at Doc Thompson Show on Twitter, and it's Facebook. It's facebook.com/Doc Thompson Show. MeWe as well. The reason I bring up right-wing media to explain how this is going, because we have to make sure we're prepared where everything is going in the future and what we're doing, what we're prepared to do. And the world keeps shifting underneath us. We've got to be able to shift as well with our presentation in this stuff. And I use as another example, Kevin Hart and the Academy Awards. So Kevin Hart, the comedian, little black guy, was supposed to, he said little black guy. Yeah, that's right. He's little and he's a black guy. Who the hell cares? I know, I mean, that's the type of stuff people would freak out by. He was supposed to host the Academy Awards, but now has stepped down because of the court of public opinion. If we do not take back the court of public opinion, if we do not put this in perspective, we are going to die. I mean, we as a country are done. It is over. This is threatening us like very few things have ever threatened us. The political correctness, some you call it that way, it's actually beyond just being politically correct. It is a backdoor stifling of your First Amendment rights. Because of the idea that the masses should be able to tell you how to live. We saw it with Brett Kavanaugh. And the accusations, by the way, what do you hear from the Brett Kavanaugh accusers now? What do you hear about Blasey Ford? Nope, I don't hear anybody on the left bringing her up to tell you that she's still a bit. Where is she? Where are they helping her? No, they simply pulled her out so they could attack him. And everybody went, oh my gosh, she is to be believed. You shouldn't believe him. No, as long as somebody is accused, they are guilty until proven innocent. This is the crazy we are at right now, and the Kevin Hart situation is another example of that. Kevin Hart is a comedian, and he said things that he believed were comedic. Maybe you laughed, maybe you didn't. He said other things that he believed, maybe you agreed, maybe you didn't. Done. End of it. You don't like him, don't watch. You don't want to be around him, don't be around him. You don't want to be friends, don't be friends with him. But to suddenly ruin his life over his opinions is reprehensible. And that's the society that we have allowed. It's not just that the left, the progressives have created. We've allowed them to create that by not being smart. By playing defense instead of playing offense. And that's the reason I am so adamant about where media goes in the future. We have allowed them to put us back on our heels where we're always playing defensive. We always react to their claims of, fill in the blank, racism. How about the socialists out there? the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there. Right? What do we do? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What do? We go, socialism is horrible. Let me tell you, instead of promoting capitalism first, we react instead of act. We have allowed them for 30 years to tell us that certain phrases and words should not be said. And because we're good people, we want to get along, that we get no credit for, by the way. We've said, oh, okay, got it. No, listen, hey, if the N-word troubles you, even though it was a common thing to say back in the day, no problem, man. Hey, I'm willing to get along. I don't want you to be upset. I won't say that. We'll just do away with that. Did it stop there? No! You make one slip, like Kevin Hart, and you say something about homotype sexuals, and you're done. Is that really good for us? Anybody, even you people on the left, do you want to be held to that standard? Make one mistake, and your career is over? Make one mistake or offer an opinion, which is your right, and the world looks at you like a monster? There are monsters in the world. And I tell you, somebody having a varying opinion or offering a joke or a bit of satire or sarcasm or even hatred of a group of people is not the monster. But that's the society we've allowed them to create. By not defending even people on the left when they are challenged on this stuff. That's how you know. No, it's fine to point out the hypocrisy. But you've still got to stand with the people you do not appreciate if their rights are being violated. Unfortunately, they've realized that if they said, we've got to stop people from saying things 30 years ago, if they'd said, well, you know, that First Amendment, there are some things you just shouldn't say, we would have melted down. Even many liberals would have melted down. We've got to do away with that First Amendment. Ah, can't do that. We would have all stood together. But the incrementalism of it, attacking specific things and saying, well, of course I support the First Amendment. Of course. But there's some things that maybe we shouldn't say. The standard used to be, you can't yell fire in a movie theater. Right? That was the standard? Hey. That was the standard right there? We allowed them to get away with that. The misunderstanding of yelling fire in a crowded theater and saying we must limit that, that's a limit to your First Amendment rights, is because people may get spooked, run out of the theater, trample others, and there would be a bunch of people could get hurt. So there are limits. No. There are no limits. The only limit is you must be responsible for that speech. You can say what you want. And if we determine that triggered something bad to happen, well, fine. You may be held accountable for it. There's not a limit to what you can do and say. But we'd allowed them to say there are certain things you shouldn't say. And the irony is, it's things that people would be troubled by. The very reason you need the First Amendment in the first place. The First Amendment is not there when it comes to freedom of speech to protect speech that people like. That doesn't need protecting. I agree with Doc. We got to protect his right to say that. What? Of course. If we're together, we don't have to have a protection for the speech we agree on. It's the speech we don't agree with. There's the fail. And the insidious nature that they've been able to chip away and challenge it. Well, there's just some things that you shouldn't say because it's hurtful. That's the standard. It's hurtful. Oh, you mean it breaks someone's leg? No, hurts their feelings. it picks their pocket and takes money from them? No, it just makes them feel bad. Well, to paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, if it neither picks my pocket or breaks my leg, good to go. It's feelings. It hurts my feelings. Feelings are your business. They're not mine. Kevin Hart has essentially been denied a career opportunity that was granted to him because of his success and people wanting him to perform at the Oscars because he said something that some people find troubling about a group of people, even though he is a comedian and it is his job to say funny things, some of them inappropriate. Homophobic tweets, they said. Well, initially he even tried to stand against the court of public opinion, trying him, convicting him, prosecuting him, executing him, by saying, I'm not going to apologize for those things. Until the pressure was put on by the Academy and others. Finally, he succumbed to what they've said, the challenges, and as of this morning, just after midnight, he tweeted that he was withdrawing as the Oscars host because he didn't want to be a distraction, and then said, I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from the past. His insensitive words. Do you know comedy is based on pain? Most comedy is based on hurt and pain and loss. All comedy has a degree of dark comedy. I mean, there's some bad comedy that's not based on those things. But almost all comedy has a degree of pain or suffering or loss. One of the oldest comedic bits of comedy, dating back for centuries, is falling. Falling, stumbling, slapstick. That's based on someone, you know, I mean, it's not like they're necessarily getting hurt, but it's based on pain. Well, even if it's self-deprecating, it's like, oh, here's how awful my life is today. What becomes of comedy? Well, the problem is if you and I try to stand against this and say, fine, that's the left standard. If they don't want that comedy, if they want sensitive comedy, so be it. We know that's fake because they only want sensitive about certain groups, but they'll bash the hell out of Christians all day long. Oh, they'll rip on Trump, me, you, white men, sure. But if they want, that's fine. We'll have our own comedy. We'll do our own things. That's not good enough for them. And the problem becomes sponsors. That the major sponsors in America, the whatever product or company, the big names that spend the most on advertising, most of them absolutely will succumb to the court of public opinion because they begin with the boycotts. You've seen it happen to a lot of media figures. The boycotts start. So they will not buy advertising on a program like this quite often because it's conservative. I can tell you, with starting my own little broadcast or media company, automatically, like 70% of advertisers nationwide, automatically off the table, would not even consider advertising on a conservative platform automatically. And then of the remaining ones, kind of hit and miss. Meanwhile, on the left, you could say the most reprehensible things on the left, they're all still in. They're good. They'll still advertise. They backdoored us on this stuff. They slowly took over culture and media, and we allowed this to happen. So the solution is support those outlets and personalities and media companies number one, that you've done the track record. You looked at their track record and said, no, they get it right. They haven't screwed up. They haven't changed all of a sudden, supported something they never would have. They continue to do the right thing with their influence and money. And then number two, we support those ones that are smart, like Dana, that know how to speak that language, how to bring in younger people, that are not simply talking points. There's the solution moving forward. I'm going to get some of your calls coming up, 844-344-DANA. It's 844-344-DANA. Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash.
Fall is finally here, and as the fun starts to move indoors with friends and family, make sure your most important home improvement project is handled with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve a room's appearance is by upgrading your old blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. Select and order high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters today. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering unbelievable deals. Select Blinds has the most online reviews and five-star ratings on the planet. That's more than a million satisfied customers. SelectBlinds.com really is the simple and smart way to get blinds. To get the best deal on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com and remember to mention Dana Show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com. I love mine, and you'll love yours, too. Go to SelectBlinds.com. Giving a useful gift is so much more meaningful than just giving something disposable because it's low quality. You know the gifts I'm talking about, the type of gift that's nice, but by next Christmas, it's no longer around or not even working. What if you could give a gift that will last a lifetime, one that's manufactured right here in the USA and offers a priceless application, safety, and security? Give the gift of MagLite. One MagLite that I recommend is the award-winning ML150LR LED. Now, the ML150LR has more than 1,000 lumens and a beam throw of more than a quarter mile. Many products claim to have thousands of lumens, but beam throw and effective usable light, that's what really matters. ML150LR offers all of the legendary MagLite performance along with the most highly advanced technology and on time of up to 75 hours. Visit maglite.com/Dana and take advantage of special pricing for only my listeners. MagLite makes a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Visit maglite.com/Dana. That's maglite.com/Dana.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are very thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and we offer a sincere thank you to the men and women who are willing to give their life and live their life to keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
All right, Doc Thompson, looking at your Florida man here. A Volusia County Sheriff's Office conducted a sting to catch sexual predators. Some Florida men gone wrong. Now, here's the interesting thing. They posed as this 14-year-old girl, as, you know, you've seen to catch a predator and everything else. Seven men were arrested. It's really about those seven Florida men that they were so colorful. First of all, one of them was a former youth camp counselor. One of them was a 43-year-old man who had been caught up in a sting years earlier. So you didn't really learn your lesson there. And then the third is particularly interesting. A colorful character, a barber, who was wearing a T-shirt that read, "I would cuddle you so much harder." Yeah, I think he would was using the word cuddle in replace of something else. Yeah, really creepy. "I would cuddle you so harder." Very creepy. But he explained to cops, no, you got the wrong idea. "No, I'm not here to have sex with a 14-year-old, please, officer. I knew this was a sting, and I thought it would be so cool to see a sting in action. That's why I showed up." Yes, he got to see the sting in action. He was arrested. No, you got to try. You got to come up with something. It's not going to work, but you got to give it a shot. You're going to be arrested anyway. Also, Florida woman, 37-year-old Shanetta Yvette Wilson. She was in the checkout line of a Dollar General store. Yeah, so you know it's going to be good. And got into a verbal dispute with a customer standing next to her, a guy named John Walker. And the verbal dispute was based on her loud flatulence. Well, they're standing in line, and she just lets it fly. John is offended by this and voiced his concern over her lack of manners. And at that point, she did what I think any of us would have done, and she took out a knife and threatened to gut him. This was a problem for him, so he then called the cops. Deputies arrived, and she was arrested. Listen, if you are going to let it fly in the checkout line, you've got to be prepared for some people to object to that sort of thing. No, there's a little culpability on her part. She was a little sensitive there. Also, a Florida man in, actually a Florida woman, in Polk County, Florida, 73-year-old woman, went to her doctor's office with a little plastic baggie and asked for some help. She had a little plastic baggie and said, "Hey, can you check this stuff out? I want to know what it is. I've been smoking it, and I want to make sure it's healthy for me to smoke this substance. And also, by the way, can you give me a checkup to make sure, you know, I've been smoking it a while, so I want to make sure it's cool." So they checked it, and guess what it was? No. It was meth. She wanted to make sure it was healthy for her. And as it turns out, it's not healthy for her. And as it turns out, it's illegal. So she was taken to the hospital, made sure she was okay, and then arrested on possession and possession of paraphernalia charges. The good news about doing meth when you're older, you don't have some of the same concerns as somebody younger. Well, likely your teeth are going bad anyways. Your skin's already all jacked up from being old, so you don't have to worry about trying to get the bugs from underneath them. And, as a bonus, it gives you a little pick-me-up You're slowing down when you're old? Sure. So I think the lesson here is if you're going to smoke meth, do it when you get older.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. The White House is responding to the latest government filings about former Trump associates Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the filing in Manafort's case says absolutely nothing about the president and says even less about collusion. She says the media is trying to create a story where there isn't one. And in the Cohen case, Sanders says the filing tells us nothing of value that wasn't already known. On Twitter, President Trump writes, "Totally clears the president. Thank you." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, stocks dove again on Wall Street, extending recent declines as traders worry about a U.S.-China trade war and slower economic growth. Major U.S. indexes ended a tumultuous week down more than 4%, marking the worst weekly decline since March. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer says several significant factors affect investors.
The market is all about these undercurrents. Like, for example, interest rates, tariffs, risk appetite, concern about slowing economies, both in emerging markets as well as developed markets. And we need a firm tariff deal as well in Europe, too.
Kramer edits the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, parent company of townhall.com. The Dow dropped 558 points today. NASDAQ slid 219. The S&P shed 62. French President Emmanuel Macron meeting with anti-riot security officers who will be deployed Saturday in Paris as authorities fear new riots in the French capital over fuel tax increases. Macron made the unannounced visit at a fort east of Paris. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
China is preparing to launch a groundbreaking mission to land a spacecraft on the largely unexplored far side of the moon.
China hopes to become the first country to ever successfully undertake such a landing. The moon's far side is also known as the dark side because it faces away from Earth and remains relatively unknown, with a different composition from sites on the near side where previous missions have landed. This mission is scheduled to blast off aboard a Long March 3B rocket early Saturday, local time. Rich Thomason reported.
California prosecutors say Amazon has agreed to stop selling foie gras in the state from birds that have been force-fed after state lawmakers banned that form of the fatty duck and goose liver delicacy. Animal rights activists said the process is painful and cruel. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. About 20 survivors gathered at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii Friday to pay tribute to the thousands of men lost in the Japanese attack there 77 years ago.
A lot was lost on December 7th, 1941.
A date which will live in infamy.
21 vessels damaged or sunk. 170 planes destroyed. More than 2,400 dead.
Admiral Phil Davidson, commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, says this did not break the American spirit.
In fact, it charged it.
Davidson pointed out the Pearl Harbor survivors who recently died, as well as the death of a World War II survivor, former President George Herbert Walker Bush.
President Bush embodied that unconquerable spirit.
The survivors of Pearl Harbor are declining in numbers, and they say they are increasingly treated as celebrities. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash. Appreciate you joining me. Follow me on social media at Doc Thompson Show. I'll do my best to correspond with you even after this broadcast. It's at Doc Thompson Show. I'm regularly heard on Mojo50.com. Mojo50.com. Find out more about me. All right, back to the news of the day and find out what's going on. Kind of a jumbled news cycle in the last couple of days. Not a lot of huge stories. I mean, there are in the terms of, you know, maybe Kelly stepping down, the president replacing Nikki Haley as UN ambassador, and the pick is kind of interesting. We'll get to all that stuff coming up as well. But it's a lot of the same blah-bitty-blah right now. As soon as you get beyond an election, during election year, as soon as you get beyond them, and the same thing happens just about every election cycle, unless there is some unique, out-of-nowhere, lightning-in-a-bottle story, we all begin to kind of just move on. Well, for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, because elections are early November. You get the post-mortem of who got elected and who didn't, and that's all, you know, diced up in the media for a week or so. And then before you know it, it's Thanksgiving, and then just a month or so until Christmas. And we all get into that, all right, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, you know, I'm spending more time with friends and family, and we're talking about holiday stuff, and it's kind of a weird time of year. And that's where we are right now. But there is still a lot of cultural stories out there. And that's what I usually concern myself more with than the hard politics. I do some of that, but mainly about the cultural influences, because that's where the battle's, that's where the true battle is. If you win culture, then you're going to win the rest of the stuff. Because culture is meeting people where they are. Culture, a very broad, generic term that means entertainment and lifestyle stuff, restaurants, food, pastimes, sports. It's all of those things. A lot of times if you talk, you say, what do you do? Well, I'm a talk show host. You talk politics. When people say that, they mean culture as well, issues in the news. But they say, to say politics really means you're talking about elections and politicians. And there's a bit of a difference. Well, the Kevin Hart story, for example. So Kevin Hart, over the years, has said by some standards, anti-gay stuff. Well, I say it that way because that's how it's positioned, that he's homophobic, that by even joking, which is what he does, he's a comedian, about homosexuality and homosexuals, that it's ultimately anti-homosexual. So if I joke about gays, I'm homophobic? If I joke about blacks, am I anti-black? Am I a racist? Well, that's what they would have you believe, and it's simply not true. But they do it because they're hypersensitive and also because they are trying to control the narrative. It's the power grab. And to illustrate this is the reaction of so many in the media, like Don the Lemon. Don the Lemon from CNN. So Kevin Hart, over the years, has said things. Are you ready for this? This is the type of things he said that is so horrible. In 2011, he wrote, and this is a tweet. Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, end my voice, stop that gay. So horrible. Well, first of all, was he joking? What is the context of this? That matters as well, you know. And even if he says, yeah, I don't want my son to be gay, why is that wrong? Why is that wrong? That's his preference, to not want his son to be gay. Maybe he doesn't want his son to be gay because he knows it's a difficult life. It's easier if you're not gay. No, that's not Doc Thompson saying that. That is even the gay community, because they constantly tell you what victims they are. So maybe he's saying it for that reason. What if he just says, you know what? I find gays reprehensible. They're disgusting. Isn't that his preference? The difference being, is he doing things to gays to deny them their rights? Their rights like everybody else. The First Amendment, Second Amendment, personal freedoms, right? That's the difference. As long as he's not in public as a politician, as a citizen that would simply punch somebody, but then that really doesn't matter as far as the gay part, because that's just assault. He's allowed to have his beliefs. You're allowed to have yours, just as gays are able to have theirs. Because ultimately, they're trying to regulate your opinions, not just your actions. It's not just about the personal freedoms of homotype sexuals. Listen, if you're gay, I don't care. I understand that the world has treated you pretty shabbily at times. Well, many churches, lots of Christians have gotten this one wrong and have led their congregants to believe that homosexuality is somehow a greater sin. Even if you believe it's a sin, It is not a greater sin. Sin is sin is sin. All is an abomination to God. But it's their right to feel that way. It is not their right to infringe your rights, because it's not anybody's right to do that. Now, you in the gay community may have a skewed view of what is your right. It is not your right to play the victim, to infringe other people's rights, to dislike you. You may dislike them. It is your right to speak your mind, put certain things in the press and the media, start a newspaper, start a blog, speak your mind, worship how you want. Go down the list just like everybody else's. It's the same rights. One of the things that we have so screwed up is gay marriage. Because the government should not be telling any of us who can get married. That's not the government's job. It's not their right. They don't get to decide who can marry. We decide. And for you Christians who say it's covenant man, woman, and God, you should be saying, get out of my relationship, government. It's for me and my church to decide. Shouldn't it be Kevin Hart's or anybody else's right to hate whoever they want? Of course it should. It may not be nice, but that's a different argument. So back to Don the Lemon on CNN. He has a pretty funny take on this. A complete misunderstanding of rights versus morality versus nice, because Don the Lemon is a progressive. Here we go. Here's what Don Lemon had to say.
What Kevin said, I think, is destructive. Right? I think it's terrible. Gay people are marginalized. They are...
Hold it. Hold it. What he said is destructive. Why is it... First of all, destructive does not mean anti-rights. It could be destructive to somebody who's building an argument that's pro-gay. But destructive? Because they've been marginalized? Everybody has been marginalized. Every person at some time in their life has been marginalized, and every group of people. Here we go, a little more.
What Kevin said, I think, is destructive, right? I think it's terrible. Gay people are marginalized. They are, in many ways, brutalized.
Hold it. Flag in the play. In many ways, brutalized. Listen, what they do in their bedroom is their business. See what I did there? I made it like they were involved in. Anyway, brutalized, Don. Show me in today's world how many gays are being brutalized for their gayosity. Is it gayosity? Is it gayness? I'm just trying to get the phraseology right. Stop, gay people. Stop. I'm joking. You can't take a joke. I don't care that you're gay. I will not deny you. I will be friends with you if you are friend worthy. And it has nothing to do with your gayety. It's nothing to do with any of that. I don't care. Shouldn't I have a right to live my life? And if you say, wow, Doc doesn't care that I'm gay, he's going to judge me on everything else. Good guy. I'll be friends with him if I like him. Done. Stop judging me and everybody else who says they don't care about your gayness and lumping us into a group with homotype sexualophobes that say, I think you people should die. It's their right to believe that, but I'm not hanging out with them. As long as you, homotype sexuals, will stop mandating that I join your crusade to pretend that gays are more victimized than other people and suddenly need to pick up the gay pride flag and march with you. It's a non-issue. Live your life. A little more from Don the Lemon.
What Kevin said, I think, is destructive, right? I think it's terrible. Gay people are marginalized. They are, in many ways, brutalized, especially folks who are in the trans part of the LGBT community. suffer dire consequences all the time. It is terrible.
All the time.
He should never have said it.
Terrible.
That said, when someone gives an apology like that, I want to take them at their word. I want to take him at his word. And I think that people can change and they can evolve.
Good.
Remember,
good.
Our former president, who actually encouraged legislation to be signed into law that gay people get married, evolved on that issue.
A lot of politicians.
So I believe that Kevin Hart can evolve on this issue. I think that Kevin Hart is the kind of person, hopefully he will be, that will work with the LGBT community.
Hold on. So Don the Lemon is willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Good. As long as he toes the LGBTQ mafia's line. As long as that's what they are. They're a mob. They're bullies. They are bullying people into saying you must actively work on behalf of LGBTQ issues, even if you believe it is against your faith that it's a sin. You must actively work, or you are the bad guy. Obviously, Don the Lemon and others have a fundamental flaw about how rights work. He believes you only have rights if you're LGBTQ or other marginalized communities. You know, communities of color. You mean colored? Communities of color. And gays. In other words, everybody except straight, white, Christian men. As long as you are not a straight, white, Christian man, or one of those, then they're going to help you out. Otherwise, sorry. Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash.
With all of the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. Not to mention, you're being tracked online by social media sites and marketing companies and your mobile or internet provider. It seems nothing is private anymore. That's why I decided to take back my privacy using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's ExpressVPN.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Dana.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99.
Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully-built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Dana Show.
Doc Thompson in for Dana Lash. Appreciate you joining me on social media. It's at Doc Thompson Show. Please follow me at Doc Thompson Show. I'd really appreciate the follow and tell you more about me online. For what would shock probably a lot of people, I have a surprisingly large following of homotype sexuals. Over the years, my career at various broadcast outlets, I've built up a surprisingly large transgender following as well. And that would probably shock a lot of people on the left because they don't understand what's really going on. There are a lot of people that vote Democrat, vote liberal or progressive, identify as someone who's liberal or progressive because they are a one-issue voter. Now, they will pick up the baton of all of the other crap and spew it, but they got there. The gateway to their liberal ideas and values are because they are a one-issue voter. There was something, one issue, that drove them in that direction, and ultimately because they felt bad about themselves. They didn't have confidence. Their little feelings were hurt. Because they are, or believe they are, something, or support one idea, something triggered them, and they head in that direction because of that one thing, and then spew all of the other garbage. For example, we're talking about Kevin Hart and the homotype sexuals. Somebody would say, well, I knew I was gay from a young age. Okay, cool, great. And I just always felt different. Okay. But because they felt different, bad about themselves, they believed, and maybe at times rightfully so, that there were people that hated them. They may have misunderstood jokes and took them too personally, not realizing that we all get teased about something. And because of that said, I'm going to head in that direction where people love me and accept me because they promote a gay agenda. As opposed to the proper agenda, that being the Constitution, that protects the rights of all from government oppression. And then we live and let live. And that's what they've missed in this whole thing. And unfortunately, the gay mafia, which is a pretty funny idea, isn't it? Is pretty strong and powerful and getting more and more powerful. That they will, if they continue, legislate your rights away to simply have an opinion. And that's what's coming.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off on all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former cast members. Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Hey there, it's Doc Thompson in for Dana today. Thanks so much for joining us on Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot. It's at Doc Thompson Show. Facebook is slash Doc Thompson Show. So if you would please follow me there. We have lots of cool stuff that is coming up that you'll want to certainly know about and probably be a part of, especially if you are somebody who supports veterans. Well, we've got a big issue. As soon as we get into the new year, we get beyond the holidays, you're going to see a couple of things pop up about the Veterans Administration. There are some significant failures in the Veterans Administration right now. And I say that right now. They've never stopped. Remember the failures under Obama? Well, they were never really fixed. No, that's not for a lack of trying on President Trump's part or others. They were never really fixed because they can't in our current system. And it's always cyclical. The cycle comes around to expose the failures of the Veterans Administration and the raw deal be given to our veterans every few years because we've never really set up the system properly. And this goes back to the founding of America. I've explained this on the air many times, but in case you're not familiar with it, all the way back to the Revolutionary War, we have promised veterans things, money, support, help, if they fought, and we have never even come close to keeping our promises. It doesn't matter the time period, it doesn't matter the war, it doesn't matter if it's peacetime, we have never done that. The Veterans Administration was preceded by the Veterans Bureau that during the 1920s was such a failure, they shut it down and started the Veterans Administration, which was pretty much just the same thing. They didn't change it all that much. They just started a new one and shut down the old one. That's like saying, so I got this burger restaurant and it sucks. And we make really bad burgers. We poison people quite often. And we have really high prices in a bad, inconvenient location. And we've had it about 10 years, and it's just a failure across the board. So what we've decided to do is shut it all down and put up a new name on it and then start it all up again doing the exact same thing. Well, that's what they've done. And then every couple of years under the Veterans Administration, there would be problems. And they would name a scapegoat, whoever was running it at the time. Sometimes they would fire them in favor of somebody else. They would hire the new person, and nothing would change. And that's where we are again. Some stories have come out in the past couple of weeks about veterans, VA nursing homes and the horrible conditions, and about the GI Bill and how benefits under the GI Bill have been denied. Some veterans over the past couple, like 6-8 months, had their benefits just stop. I don't even know what the problem is. It's just stop. And they'd say, listen, I need my housing allowance or my school budget. And they're not getting it. When they try to get answers, they're not getting answers. This has been going on for about 6 months. After the first of the year, you're going to hear more and more about this. Well, part of the problem, or part of the reason you're going to hear more, is the Democrats are going to use this as an issue to stick it to President Trump, because this is on his watch now. Well, after we get beyond the holidays, and they're looking for a couple of winning issues, they'll bring this up, ignoring the fact that President Obama was a dismal failure for veterans. Well, oh, hold on. Yes, Trump is on the hook for some of this stuff, as every president has been that has failed. None of them have been amazing at this. For all of the criticisms I could offer President Trump, he has some. Overall, I still give him pretty high marks. And he has failed somewhat with the VA. He has done a better job with the Veterans Administration than maybe any president. Here's why. He attempted to, now let me back up. He did, in fact, fire administrators at the VA when he became president. He fired them, and then they rehired him. They were ordered to rehire them. He did what most presidents wouldn't do, and he fired them. The problem is, the way our laws are set up, the way it's structured, they must get the president can't fire them. They're untouchable. So in order to really fix the system, we need to say that everybody is held accountable. And if you screw up, that process to get rid of you is simplified. That you can be fired for very little. That's the only thing that will hold them accountable, where people start towing the line. There are good people that work at the VA, but there are more that are bad, and they are not held accountable. So while Trump has tried to do and actually done more than most, they are going to try to stick it to him in the coming year. My biggest concern is not the president's reputation on this. My biggest concern is actually helping veterans, getting them the support they need. When I say help, I mean help in getting them the structure and tools necessary so they can help themselves. Veterans are resourceful. They are just trying to deal with so much that they need some additional tools in life, some alternative therapies, access to those things, knowledge of them that they are not getting from the Veterans Administration. The Veterans Administration is in bed with Big Pharma. No, that's not the fat prostitute down on 6th and Main. Big Pharma is Big Pharmaceutical. The Veterans Administration primarily treats people by, let's give them a bunch of drugs. They are one big pill mill, just dispensing gobs and gobs of drugs to veterans. Now, there are some drugs that are needed and can do good. But if you're a veteran on 30 or 40 prescriptions, something else is wrong. They're failing. I think most of us recognize that. So in order to fix the Veterans Administration, the president has to have the ability to fire any employee for any reason. When you give presidents that level of power, you will see change at the Veterans Administration. When a president can say, I'm firing those persons, that person, that group, everybody at that hospital, because I want to, you will see them get their act together. Now, I know it's not nice to say that the whims of a president just deciding to fire people would be nice. Sometimes there will be people caught up because the president is political, not just Trump. I mean, every president, the office of the president is political. And you would have more of a spoils type system that we had, you know, a century ago. But it would finally change things at the Veterans Administration. I want to give President Trump that power. And by President Trump, I mean every president. Because my chief concern and goal is to help veterans help themselves. To fulfill our contractual and moral responsibilities to veterans. We have more veterans now than ever before. And we have more veterans with more problems. See, we have something good that is also bad. We now save more people that have been in combat than ever before. With technology comes the ability to save lives. Triage is better because of procedures and equipment and medicines. So more veterans come home wounded physically and mentally than ever before. That's a good thing. But they bring those scars and those wounds home. Many of them, as you know, are mental. Traumatic brain injury, PTSD. We need to give them the tools to help themselves. So, in the coming months, as you hear the left, Democrats, start bagging on the president, remember, the solution is to give the president the power to fire whom he wants. To say, unions be damned, if you want this fixed, I've got to be able to fire people. That's the answer. When you hear them start bagging on him, trying to hold him accountable, which he should be, remember, it's not the lack of President Trump trying. It's the lack of ability to actually hold people at the VA accountable. There's your answer. There's your solution. I've got another way we can actually help people. Help veterans. Help themselves. It's powerful, it's big, it's never been done, and I hope to tie into it as they start trying to bash Trump in the coming couple of months. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back and I'll tell you more about that and touch on a couple of other things going on in the news on the Dana Lash program.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. You can't sacrifice your family's safety on the road by bargain hunting for the best deal. That's why you need extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Dana Show.
Hey there, Doc Thompson in for Dana today. So here's another way that we can actually do something significant to help veterans. And I've been planning this for a while. We need to hold them accountable, the Veterans Administration, that is. So how do you get that level of exposure? How do you create a buzz? What are you going to do? Well, I've come up with something that I know is going to create some buzz and also raise some money that we can funnel to veterans charities that will hopefully promote some alternative treatments and ways to help veterans help themselves. I am going to go on tour 50 days next year, 50 straight days, and I'm going to be in all 50 states in 50 days. hosting a show. This has never been done, and it's a grueling schedule. I'll do my show, and I have another show that is on my network as well. And we'll do 50 states. We'll do broadcast from a state, get in the vehicle, head on down the road and do another one. Now, that sounds, okay, that sounds significant, Doc. Do you understand? Nobody's ever done this. Even bands, when they tour, they take a couple of days off here and there. We will not be doing that. 50. I've done this for a couple weeks at a time, and it is crazy. This is 7 weeks on the road straight. When we were booking our bus to try to set this up, and we'll kick it off around Memorial Day weekend and go through midsummer, we had the guy who rents the bus goes, and he does it for bands all over. He goes, all right, how long are you going? I said, 50 days. And he goes, all right, because you got to pay for each day. He's like, all right, let's say 65 days. And I go, wait a minute, it's 50 days. He goes, yeah, you'll be broadcasting 50 days. He goes, but, you know, with days off, and then what is that, about 65 days? I said, no, we're doing 50 days in a row. He goes, you can't do that. I go, what do you mean? You mean like the bus? He goes, no, no one's ever done that. I go, dude, we're doing 50 days in a row. He goes, dude, the only people that come close to that are speed metal bands out of Sweden that are cheap and try to suck up as much money as they can. So they come to America for like 20 days, and they do 20 days straight, and then they get the hell out of town. He goes, this is gargantuan. And I said, well, this is what we're doing. That's the thing that's going to create the buzz, make some money. And as we go to each one of those states and tell the stories of individual veterans and show the damage that the Veterans Administration has done by not doing their job, then it'll make sense. See, when I tell you 22 veterans commit suicide a day, you know that number, and tell you that it's actually closer to 60 or 70, oh, yeah, it is. Well, they have parameters for reporting that they don't actually report all of them. When I tell you that, you go, wow, that's horrible, 22, and you know that number. But those aren't really people to you because you don't know them. But if I tell you John and Steve and Sarah and Heather and Jimmy, and I tell you their stories, they're the ones that are committing suicide. Now you know them. And then they're real and you get the significance of it. Well, that's what we're going to do. And we've already set out a tentative tour schedule. You can find out details at Mojo5050Tour because it's 50 states in 50 days. Or just go to Mojo50.com. We're looking for location sponsors. So you want us to be at your car dealership, your restaurant, your hospital, whatever it is. Go and check out the scheduled tour date. And if you have a veterans charity you want us to help, we'll have about, I don't know, a half dozen to a dozen of them. It's Mojo50.com. We're going big with this thing. We're actually doing something. Mojo50.com. We would appreciate your help. I got to touch a little bit on John Kelly, expected to retire or resign anyways. In the next, I don't know, 48 hours or so, he's the White House chief of staff. This is going to be spun all weekend long. You'll see it tonight. Tomorrow, the weekend, you'll see the Sunday morning talk shows going, this is outrageous. Well, outrageous because look at the turnover in the president's administration. It shows how weak he is. They don't want to work with him. Folks, it's only a problem to have that level of turnover if it's a problem. Meaning, is anything not getting done? By having that level of turnover, people who have left other cabinet-level positions, have we missed anything? Are soldiers not getting paid? No, they're getting paid. Are we still ready to go to war? Is the Defense Department cool? Good? Pentagon's good? Great. Is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, are they still inspecting? Yeah, all that's happening. Across the board, the federal government's still working, meaning they haven't stopped doing their jobs to the extent that they actually do them. Nothing's changed. So when you hear them say, this is outrageous, this is horrible, point out that it's still getting done. And if you're telling me it's a problem because that much turnover is, or if when I point out, hey, this stuff's still getting done, and you're like, well, that's because they have good deputies and we've got this whole structure in place. Well, then that goes to show you it's not a problem because we have that structure in place. It's only a problem until it becomes a problem, until you see things slipping, that the federal government's not doing their job. They are, in fact, still doing it. Again, to the extent that they're doing it. All right, have yourself a great night. Don't forget, please follow me on social media. It's at Doc Thompson Show. And if you want to help us help veterans help themselves with our big tour coming up next year, please go to mojo50.com. Mojo50.com. Tell us how you can help veterans help themselves. Have a great night.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fired FBI Director James Comey will return the week before Christmas after testifying behind closed doors before two House committees Friday.
Comey did not like the idea this was closed-door testimony.
We're talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
He told reporters a transcript of this will bore you. On Twitter, President Trump wrote, "It is being reported that Lincoln James Comey was told by Department of Justice attorneys not to answer the most important questions, calling it bias and corruption."
The FBI, for understandable reasons, doesn't want me talking about the details of the investigation that is still ongoing.
And Comey had something to say about President Trump.
The president's attacks on the Justice Department broadly and the FBI are something that no matter what political party you're in, you should find deeply troubling.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Six people, all but one of them minors, were killed, about 35 others injured in a stampede of panicked concertgoers early Saturday at a disco in a small town on Italy's central Adriatic coast. 12 of the 35 injured were in serious condition. President Trump says he settled on former Attorney General William Barr to serve in the same role.
He was my first choice from day one, respected by Republicans and respected by Democrats. He will be nominated for the United States Attorney General.
Barr served 2 years in the George H.W. Bush administration in the same role. President Trump says Barr is, quote, one of the most respected jurists in the country and believes he'll serve with great distinction. If Barr is confirmed by the Senate, he would replace Jeff Sessions, who was recently fired. A winter storm packing freezing rain and snow is forecast to cut an icy path through the southern plains, through across northwest Texas, much of Oklahoma, and northern Arkansas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain, kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
This holiday season, treat yourself and your home to the easiest and most affordable makeover possible with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Now, through December 25th, Blinds.com is offering incredible holiday deals. Plus, you'll get an additional 10% off with promo code SHUTTERS. Go to Blinds.com right now for huge holiday savings and use promo code SHUTTERS to get an additional 10% off. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Nissan's recalling some 150,000 vehicles spanning 11 models in Japan for dubious inspections for brakes and steering.
Nissan Motor Company Corporate Vice President Seiji Honda says a recall will be issued next week and measures will be taken to prevent a recurrence. Nissan said earlier this year that it had altered the results of exhaust emissions and fuel economy tests of new vehicles sold in Japan. Last year, it said it had been carrying out illegal post-production tests at its plants, allowing those who weren't qualified to routinely conduct tests.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. French officials mobilized armored vehicles and thousands of police cordoned off Paris's broad boulevards, made plans to shut down tourist sites, putting the capital in a virtual lockdown to Saturday against what the interior minister calls radicalized and rebellious people, who authorities believe will join the members of the Yellow Vest movement in protests this weekend. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Americans boosted their borrowing in October over a year ago.
At 7.73%, it was the largest increase in nearly a year as consumer spending has helped to fuel U.S. economic growth. The Fed says that consumer spending rose by a seasonally adjusted $25.3 billion in October to a total of almost $4 trillion. The October increase was more than double the gain in September. Higher debt can suggest that people are confident in their ability to repay those loans. George Bonzani reporting.
Some of the largest energy companies in the U.S. have already invested billions of dollars in claims up and down the Texas-New Mexico state line, tapping one of the nation's richest and most prolific oil and natural gas regions. Now there's a new U.S. Geological Survey assessment that shows portions of the Permian Basin in West Texas could double the nation's onshore and oil and gas resources. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
CNN sucks.
Was that Magilla Gorilla? I think that was Magilla. We've got a gorilla for sale. He's a CNN anchor.
I'm right here. Here it comes.
That was it.
CNN sucks.
CNN falsely reporting more fake news this morning. They don't mind, though. That's their job. It's what they do. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is resigning again. How many times has CNN reported this? Did they ever watch Charlie Brown cartoons? Do they know about this football thing? How many times can they lie to us with the same lie, have it turn out to be wrong, only to report it again a week later? Ah, award-winning journalism. Good morning and welcome. It is another day in America, isn't it? The sun came up again and the earth continues to rotate in the heavens. We're taking a lap around the sun. The seasons are changing. So is the climate, by the way. You know why? Because it always has. And you know what else? It always will. I wish they'd calm down about that stuff. They really got these. There's another thing, that Chicken Little, I think, is children's things today. That Chicken Little thing about these lunatics running around as decapitated poultry.
in a constant state of panic about one thing or another. If it's not the White House chief of staff resigning, it's the weather. Well, we had that lunatic yesterday, Katie Turr from MSNBC, saying that her life is meaningless, it's worthless, because she read a story in, was it New York Magazine or The New Yorker? Makes no difference. But her life is pointless because she read an article in a left-wing magazine that terrorized her about the climate, about the weather. Therefore, life is not worth living.
I read that New Yorker article today, and I thought, gosh, how pointless is my life, and how pointless are the decisions that I'm making on a day-to-day basis when we are not focused on climate change every day, when it's not leading every one of our newscasts.
Yeah, it should be leading every one of your newscasts, just to show that you're even more mentally ill than we thought. That would be like the Climate Channel or something. Or Al Gore used to have a TV station. It was called Current TV. Remember that? He had Current TV. And he's Mr. Climate, Superstorm Sandy, and Mr. Hand and all that stuff. Al Gore, old Albert Gore. You know, his dad was a senator. He was a senator's son, all that stuff. And you know what he did with his failed TV station? Mr. Global Warming, Mr. Cutting Back on, you know what he did? He sold the station to Arab oil kings. That's what he sold the station. to the kings of Middle Eastern oil. To what? UAE. He sold it to people in the UAE because he wanted to cash in. And Superstorm Sandy, he wanted, I'm sure for him, it was kind of like a professional economic release of his chakra. It must have been a financial chakra release. You know, the fact that Al Gore had all those women accuse him, they were all masseuses. Is that the correct plural of masseuse? I think it is. They were all masseuses. And these masseuses all said that the Reverend Al Gore wanted enough said. But it's okay because he's a Democrat. And, you know, Keith Ellison, he beats the women. Hey, Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie, beat the girls and make them cry, become the chief law enforcement officer of Minnesota, and a Democrat in good standing within the party, and the news media doesn't mind. I think I came in spun up today. I didn't even have a Coke or a Snickers bar or anything like that. I haven't had anything but water this morning. Just water. Bubbly water. That's all I've had. I haven't even had a protein bar, anything like that. Somehow I'm ginned up. As they used to say. That's not a reference to an alcoholic beverage, though.
Superstorm Sandy.
I'm not all ginned up, when it comes to like that, nothing like that. So there is plenty to get to this morning. And today, a very busy day. We're waiting, and I apologize for saying that, a very busy day, because every day is a busy day. And there's this new thing in the news media where they say, oh, thanks for being with us on this very busy Friday. This is a big thing. Have you noticed this on the television and elsewhere? Every day's a busy day. You know, do you have the internet there? Because if you have the internet, it's a busy day in a newsroom. Every day's a busy day. And saying today's a busy day is like saying today is a day. Just saying. All right, so plenty to get to. First of all, today, what is today? It's December 7th. That's what it is. It's not 1941. Although, you know that movie, there's this fun Kirk Douglas movie called The Final Countdown. You ever seen this movie? It's like a 1970s movie. Kirk Douglas, I believe, is the commanding officer of the aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz. If I remember, I haven't seen this in years, but I think this is right. And they're out there sailing on the sea, sailing, sailing. And then this big, weird cloud storm thing. It looks like a Van Gogh cloud comes at them. And it's like, what do you call it, like a black hole. You know, like Don Lemon. Don Lemon at CNN thought that maybe that airliner disappeared into a black hole because he's a man of science, just like Bill Nye. But in any case, the aircraft carrier goes into this big swirling thing out in the Pacific Ocean, and they come out on the other side, and it's they're dizzy, but they don't know what happened. And then they realize a short time later that the aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, with F-14 Tomcats aboard and all this good stuff, they find themselves just off the coast of Hawaii on December 6th, 1941, and they realize that they can bring to bear the might of a modern nuclear aircraft carrier with jet fighters to bear against the Empire of Japan and their various aircraft carriers that were poised to attack Pearl Harbor, dragging the United States into the Second World War, the deadliest war in the history of the world. ever. What, 100 million people killed? Almost as many people killed as the communists killed in the 20th century. Maybe not quite as many. The entire world was at war, and then the communists got busy killing people because socialism is their dream. And so they murdered 100 million people between 1917 and the Bolshevik Revolution. And we'll just stop at the year 2000 because they were done long before then, murdering 100 million people. But we were launched into World War II, and it changed the trajectory of the planet Earth for centuries. Certainly, it restructured the world order. The United States became the preeminent power. The Soviet Union rolled tanks on country after country, enslaving millions and millions more people. And it set the stage for the Cold War, which lasted, of course, until George H.W. Bush was president and the Berlin Wall came a-tumbling down. And we all remember Franklin Delano Roosevelt, of the elitist East Coast Roosevelt family, very wealthy family. There are still houses in Washington, D.C. that people point to and say, well, that was one of the Roosevelt mansions on Mass Ave, Embassy Row. You know, there are houses because they're a very, very wealthy Northeast elite family. You know, they're FDR. This was actually on December 8th, 1941.
Yesterday,
that's how you can tell.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Infamy.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Not accidentally attacked. Not a chance that it was accidental because they had, I think, 353 airplanes and, what, seven aircraft carriers, and then they were planning on wiping out our Pacific fleet so we would be vulnerable on our West Coast. And they were waging war all over the place, those horrible, terrible Japanese people in 1941. And now you look at them and, aren't they the nicest people in the world? You know, if you're going to stereotype Japanese now, you don't think about kamikazes and seppuku and gutting yourself with a big pointy knife and chopping prisoners' heads off with samurai swords, which they did plenty of, and all the barbarity and the comfort women and the braining babies and the rape of Nanking and all of that stuff, the murder of 50 million people throughout Asia, enslaving millions and labor camps, Unit 731 experimenting on prisons with prisoners with biological weapons and chemical weapons in China. Horrible, terrible crimes against humanity. I was once lucky enough to stay at the Manila Hotel in Manila, the Philippines. That's where they keep it. And staying at the Manila Hotel, which was prior to Pearl Harbor, was the headquarters and the home of General MacArthur. And when he left the Philippines because the Japanese were attacking yet another country and butchering everybody, he said famously, "I shall return. Shall return." And sure enough, he did. And when we returned to the Philippines, the army had to go into the Manila Hotel and fight room to room, blasting the Japanese out of there, and make their way to the what they still call the MacArthur Suite in the hotel. And if you go through the lobby, it's a beautiful hotel, the Manila Hotel. And it's a wonderful old world hotel. There are still bullet scars on some of the columns and walls that they deliberately left in place, just as a little reminder, as the Americans had to come in and fight room to room. Now, after General MacArthur left, the MacArthur Suite and the hotel were taken over by the Japanese admiral who was in charge of the Philippines, and he made the MacArthur Suite his own suite. Mrs. MacArthur, while they were living there, had gone throughout Asia collecting china, you know, like plates, cups, stuff like that. And she had them all displayed throughout the suite, the MacArthur suite. And sure enough, when they came back and fought room to room and killed all the Japanese in the place and took it back from them, dragged their bodies out by their ankles, you know, like Keith Ellison dragging his naked girlfriend off the bed, beating her, telling her to take out the garbage. It's kind of like that. And they made it back into the suite, and the Japanese admiral had left everything entirely in place. Didn't take it out and, like, smash them or shoot skeet with them or anything like that. Just left all the stuff in place. Very nice. But the story that I like to tell, that's kind of a fun story, too, but the story that I like to tell is right across basically across the street from the Manila Hotel. There is an old Spanish fort, and I mean it's old. It's like medieval times old. And in this fort, this giant stone fort out of a scary movie, there are dungeons. And the Japanese would round up Filipino men and women, but mostly men, and they would throw them in the dungeons down in this centuries-old Spanish fort. And when the dungeons filled up, they would stick fire hose down in there, fire hoses, and they would flood the lower-level dungeons, and they would drown all of the Filipinos by the hundreds, and then order other Filipinos, poking them with bayonets and stuff, to go in and drag all their bodies out, and then they'd fill up the dungeons again. Now, that's what we were up against there. And that's just, you know, that's the Japanese. Then you had your socialists in Germany, your National Socialist German Workers' Party, and they were up to no good, too, weren't they? Yes, they were. And the United States jumped in, really, December 8th, 1941, dragged in December 7th, 1941. We sent more than 16 million men to war. We smashed fascism, National Socialism in Europe, smashed imperialism in Asia. And we were back home in time for Christmas 1945. Built more than 100 aircraft carriers. We put a whooping on these boys, too, let me tell you. And then we were the nicest guys in the world. As soon as we beat them, you know, this is the way the everything used to be. When I was a kid, you'd get in a fist fight in school, right? And of course you would. And every now and then there'd be fist fights and stuff. And you'd stand up and you'd, not quite Marcus Queensberry rules, but practically. But once you had vanquished your opponent, it was over and you had won. You didn't, like, jump on them. Your friends didn't jump in and, you know, six people kick them and stuff. There was some honor, some integrity. And that's the way the United States was at the end of World War II. Incredibly generous and magnanimous and forgiving. And we only hanged, a few hundred of them. Really, not so many at all. Threw a few in prison, Spandau, all that stuff. And when nobody was looking, the Germans let them all go. And the rest of the Euros, because, you know, that's the thing. And we recreated the global structure, the human structure, the structure of the species, the New World Order post-World War II. The United States and the Soviet Union, two superpowers, replacing Japan and Nazi Germany as the two superpowers just a few years earlier. Our becoming a superpower was a great improvement. The Soviet Union becoming a superpower was not a great improvement. They murdered tens of millions of their own people, and we stood up against them. We stood on that wall. We fought them in Korea. We fought them in Vietnam. People like to say, we won the Cold War without firing a shot. That's not true. Millions of people were killed fighting the Cold War. Millions, I say, in the Korean War, in the Vietnam War. That was the Soviet Union. In Central America, the Soviet Union. In Cuba, the Soviet Union. In Africa, the Soviet Union. Skirmishes in Greece and beyond. In Europe, the Soviet Union. The Cold War was not won without firing a shot. Whenever people say that, I sort of cringe and say, you know, pick up a history book or a postage stamp or something. We were fighting the Soviets. Soviets installed Kim Il-sung in North Korea in 1945. They were planning on taking the whole peninsula. They were planning on conquering the world, country by country, by rolling tanks on everyone and subjugating them in the name of Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's idea of liberation. They were slavers then, they're slavers now. Don't believe them. Freedom, liberty. William Wallace, the United States of America, us, the good guys. Wrap your brain around it.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program is proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Remember when CNN used to be kind of a news channel? Now it's a cartoon. It's a joke. It's a mockery of a sham. They have the headline today typed up by Caitlin Collins. You know who Caitlin Collins is? She's one of, you can tell as soon as she starts speaking that she's just not too bright. She's got nice hair and kind of a button nose and, you know, what did Frosty the Snowman have? She's got a carrot nose and two button eyes or something. She's not too bright. We've played audio of her. I think she's a White House correspondent. She's some kind of a, she's a TV personality is what she is. But they pretend to be reporters. The White House chief of staff is the retired Marine Corps four-star general John Kelly. The headline at CNN this morning is, Kelly expected to resign soon, comma, no longer on speaking terms with Trump. That's the headline. They're no longer on speaking terms. Well, that's it. They're like, they're both standing there with their backs turned to one another, with their arms crossed, with their noses turned up in the air, their heads turned away from one another, with their eyes closed like a New Yorker cartoon of two people that aren't talking to each other. CNN is a mockery. It's a joke. Now, how many times has CNN reported the same fake news? I'd like to go back. We could probably do a Bing search, and Google's tracking you too much, so do a Bing search. And or some other search engine, and find that CNN has reported this same fake news again and again and again. And I don't know how many times that it's, again, it's the Charlie Brown and the football thing. Here we go again. They just keep reporting the same fake news over and over again. They're ridiculous. They make themselves ridiculous. They're incapable of shame. I understand this. But they should be ashamed of themselves if they were capable. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put $3 down that John Kelly is not going to resign anytime soon.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of the Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Me,
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
All right, now I don't cover the White House. I don't even have a press pass. I'm not even what I would call a journalist anymore. But I'm willing to make a bet with Caitlin Collins at CNN that I can stand here in upper northwest Washington, D.C. and be more right than she is when she's got a White House hard pass, as they call it. Remember Jim Acosta? He used to have one of those, and then he didn't, and now, unfortunately, he does again. But I'm going to go ahead. I'll bet $3. I'm going to bet Caitlin Collins $3 that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is expected to resign soon. I like this soon, the use of the word soon. It's a very elastic term. What does soon mean exactly? Well, on December 7th, 1941, we hoped that we would win the war soon. The President Trump's first term will be up soon. And then he will begin his second term. Although, you know, Mo Yarbrough, one of the Pigeon Sisters on DNC TV, he's insisting that he has some kind of psychic information that President Trump's not going to run for re-election. Now, they just make this stuff up, and they say it, and then they stick by it. Because they're the kind of people that they are. Because they're not honest people, they're not good people, they're not truthful people, they're not journalists. They're very dishonest, they cheat on their wives and husbands, they lie, I'm thinking they probably steal, too, because I know that they cheat and lie. And lie, cheat, and steal go together like carrots and peas and those little tiny onions. Like all those things. We've got lots of news from academia today. Academia is always a bountiful source of left-wing lunacy, isn't it? Guaranteed. Every day. One of the great websites, if you enjoy reading about left-wing lunacy, is Campus Reform. Campus Reform is a wonderful website. And they do great work. They have students out there across America who haven't wedged their heads into dark and remote locations as of yet and are still aware of what reality is versus the loony land that the Democrats are visiting upon us. And so the students who have not lost their marbles watch what's going on campuses and write up these amazing stories about what's going on their campuses. Great stuff. A lot of great stuff from academia today, and there was great stuff yesterday, too. It is Pearl Harbor Day. You should, if you know any World War II veterans, give a call. Give a call. Don't send an email or a text message. Give them a call. They're World War II vets. Also, we're expecting, I love this, Paris When It Sizzles. I know it was a movie from the 1960s. Paris When It Sizzles. And then there was the book, Is Paris Burning? That was written about how Hitler had ordered his Nazi general in charge of Paris while they were retreating in the face of advancing American troops to basically to burn Paris to the ground because he was miffed, Hitler was. And when those National Socialist Workers' Party people get miffed, everyone should get out of the way. That was true in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany and China, Cuba, every place. But we're told that we should be expecting more riots this weekend in Paris. There was that list of demands. They have this crazy list of demands, and it's just the nuttiest. It is the longest list of demands that I think I've seen in modern times from any gang of lefties. But they're French, so they're very verbose. And they have a list of demands, and the list is long but not distinguished. List of demands by France's yellow vest protesters. The list goes on and on and on, and it's full of stuff like give us money because we want it, and we're going to burn a bunch of stuff if you don't give it to us. But in any case, we're expecting that there is going to be more rioting. Now, Macron and Fromage, he capitulated. He surrendered, is what, let's face it. He surrendered to the yellow jackets, the yellow vests out in the street who were burning stuff and spray painting things on the Arc de Surrender and all of that. And so he capitulated. Naturally, it's a national tradition. And now they have a list of demands because he's capitulated. And this is, it's the old feeding the alligator in the hope that it'll eat you last. When you capitulate to the violent mob in the street, the violent mob in the street is empowered. They are emboldened. They're inspired to carry on because they see that they are winning. And this is the left. This is what the left does. The news media likes to tell you that there are righties out there, too. The righties are not involved in the list of demands, and you can tell by reading the list of demands. It's an absurd list of demands, a very, very lengthy list of demands, and they're inspired by their own violence, and they're going to continue with all this. Well, they want give us your stuff. I think long and the short of it is you're going to have to give us more of your stuff. We want more time off. We want more money from the state put into our pockets. We want dental. It's like they're negotiating a union contract with the government. Berserko. Berserk. Speaking of the berserkos and academia and all of the nuts, where's my favorite headline from last week? Was that last week or was that just from this week? It was last week? Oh, yeah, of course it was last week, because then he had his vagina installed. My favorite headline from the, it's like getting a Blauplunkt stereo put in the dashboard of your car. I think I'm going to have a vagina installed. The headline was, "My new vagina won't make me happy." And then this person had their new vagina installed last Thursday and is out there on the social media saying, I think my new vagina is making me happy, and then providing details. Because the person's confused. It's not going to make me happy. It is going to make me happy. Okay. Today's headline in the New York Times is, "Being trans is not a mental disorder." I had to stop there for a moment. Okay. Can you name something that is? I'm just testing. See if... When will the American Psychiatric Association finally stop treating it like it is? By Roy Richard Grinker. Grinker? 45 years ago, members of the American Psychiatric Association decided by a slim 58% majority. That's not very slim, actually. That, you know, in a presidential race, that would be a landslide these days. But the New York Times can call it a slim majority if they want. to remove homosexuality from the list of mental disorders in its Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. In his old age, the great gay rights activist, Frank Kameny, I'm going to go with Kameny, recalled December 15, 1973 as the day, quote, when we were cured en masse by the psychiatrists, end quote. In a single stroke, the APA helped transform homosexuality from a medical condition to a social identity. See, the Democrats immediately turned it into an identity group and started raising funds. It would take another 27 years for the World Health Organization to eliminate homosexuality from its own classification of mental disorders. Now, the World Health Organization, isn't that affiliated with the United Nations? Is one of these international organizations. Took them another 27 years. And they love the WHO, the World Health Organization, don't they? In the International Classification of Diseases, the comprehensive manual of some 55,000 diagnostic codes that doctors everywhere use for diagnosis and insurance reimbursement. That's, they want to get a lot of detail in there. Now they're saying the APA should now do the same by eliminating its category of gender dysphoria, a technical term for people unhappy because of their gender incongruence. It would be an important step in advancing transgender rights. They don't understand the word rights. This is one of the many words that they don't understand. And reducing the stigma and prejudice that people experience when, because of nothing they or anyone else did wrong, they cannot abide the sex they were assigned at birth. Sure. There you go. Now, there is something, and I wish nobody any harm, anybody, if you're struggling with something like this, you know, bless your heart. And I hope that everything turns out okay. I hope you can live a happy life and that everybody leaves you alone to live your life so that you can be happy. But I got to tell you, they're raising children now to question their sexual identity from the age of five in schools. And they've come up with all these loony ideas where everybody's a little bit transgender and everybody's kind of bi and everybody's the, and this is the, we're raising generations of children on this because some people are having trouble, and I understand that some people are having trouble, but it would be nice if you just kind of left the rest of us alone. Another story from the Telegraph. This is fun. Don't call us snowflakes, hyphen. That's better than a colon in this case, I think. Don't call us snowflakes. It damages our mental health, say young people. So, wait a minute. Snowflakeism is a mental disorder? Is that what you're saying now? Transgenderism is not a mental disorder. Stop calling it a mental disorder, American Psychiatric Association. I'll let them decide what they think is best, and I'll abide by that because I don't really pay a lot of attention to what they have to say anyway. Why would I? After all, I don't care. Being called a snowflake is damaging to mental health, young people say. Figures show that the majority of young people think the term is unfair, and even more think it could have a negative effect of its own. The snowflake generation is a disparaging term now commonly used to refer to young people who are perceived to be overly sensitive and intolerant of disagreement. Yeah, and also they melt on contact with any known object or surface. I think that's part of the thing. But research by insurance firm Aviva found that 72% of 16 to 24-year-olds think the term is unfairly applied, while 74% think it could have a negative effect on young people's mental health. Thus proving our point.
I am a snowflake as special as can be. There is nobody else exactly like me.
Yeah, well, I hope that's true. The figures also show that young people are more likely to have experienced stress, anxiety, and depression in the last year. You know what we need? I think we need a World War II do-over. We need a World War II. We need these guys to be face down, burning the ends of their noses off in the hot, black, volcanic sand of Iwo Jima. I think that would help things along a little bit. Maybe when you're on your 24th bombing mission over Dresden and they're sending up ME-262s to try to shoot you down, maybe the snowflake label will wear off. In the meantime, if you tell us that you're traumatized by the label snowflake, you're a snowflake. You've just proved the point. I don't know what your effort was here, but I think you failed, which is what snowflakes typically do. The figures also show that young people have, that's great, almost half of adults between 16 and 24 say they've experienced stress and anxiety, compared with just over a third of all UK adults. This is a British paper. It's a UK study, a UK insurance company. And I wasn't even aware that we were using the term snowflake in Great Britain, the United Kingdom, a.k.a. England. Pick one. Stick with it. Okay? Been around for 1,000 years. Decide what you're called. 13% also said they were experiencing a problem but had not sought help, compared to 7% of all adults. They're seeking help. They're reaching out. They're crying out. You know how they are. That's an amazing story. It does go on. But those are the key elements. And I no sense of irony. Once again, I have to point it out. I have to point it out all the time. Lefties are incapable of understanding irony. It's like a tell. It's like they're space aliens from another galaxy. And you will know them by their inability to comprehend irony. Because I pointed out 100 times a year, I think, that they put out these absurdities with no awareness of the fact that they are just killing irony here. All right, lots of great stuff to get to today. A Nebraska principal bans candy canes because the principal misunderstands what candy canes are. It's Christmas time, so it's time for the usual stuff from all these lunatics. And here's a great one. God wrongfully impregnated teenage virgin Mary without consent, says Minnesota college professor. That's just one of the stories I have for you today. It's the Pound Me Too movement catching up. I've got an update on Baby It's Cold Outside. The author of the song has a daughter. The daughter has spoken out. I have that. And a Virginia high school teacher fired for refusing to use transgender students' new pronouns. I got a pronoun or two for you.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Goldbond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Goldbond Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program is proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
All of my talk show credibility on the line against CNN that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly will not be resigning soon. Whatever soon means, Caitlin Collins. I have in my hand, what do you have in your hand? I have in my hand a list. A list is what I have. And plenty to get to. I got Hillary news today. I've got New York Times, Elizabeth Warren news. I've got Attorney General news. I've got all kinds. Oh, CNN bomb scare news. Guns on Capitol Hill. All kinds of the Oscars. We've got great stuff. All kinds of great stuff today. But get a load of this, if you will. Catch a whiff of this GIF. The list of demands from the lunatics in the streets of Paris burning stuff and smashing stuff and stealing stuff and beating people. You know, the left, they have a list of demands, just like they have here. And their list of demands, if you print it out, single-spaced, is 2 pages long. I didn't count it. I'm going to guess 80 demands on their list of demands. The first one is end of the tax hike on fuel. Check. All right, I already did that. But if you go down a little bit on this, it's kind of crazy. Increase tax on marine fuel and kerosene. So they want to increase taxes on fuel, just not the fuel that they use, because they're socialists. It's perfectly typical. Promote the transportation of goods by rail. Why don't you guys get a country of your own, and then you can just, what do you mean promote? They're demanding that the government promote the transport of goods by rail. They're Bolsheviks. This is how you can tell they're Bolsheviks. But wait, it gets better. Monthly minimum wage of 1,300 euros net after taxes. 1,300 euros minimum wage. If you go way down, you then see maximum salary fixed at 15,000 euros monthly, a maximum annual salary of $270,000. 270,000 euros. It's actually 180, whatever it is. Less than 200,000, it is a maximum wage of 15,000 euros a month. Let's say it's $15,000 a month, all right? A maximum wage. They want a minimum wage for them, and then a max. You know what? You know, I mean, 15,000. You can't make more than $200,000 a year. Nobody. You make $1 million a year? Well, no, they're going to take everything except 200,000 because they're thieves. They're criminals. They will do it at the barrel of a gun, the end of a gun. No retirement pension below 1,200 euros a month. This is, they've got a lot of demands here. And maximum number of students per class, 25. Sure. This is like Woody Allen in Bananas. You know, you'll wear the underwear, you'll change your underwear twice a day, and to be sure, you have to wear the underwear on the outside of your pants. Large corporations like McDonald's, Google, Amazon will pay big taxes. Small businesses will pay small taxes. Rent control, more low-rent housing, especially for students, and they're only 25 to a classroom. And precarious work.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.